please.
Why, thank you very much, Scott. It's 29 degrees currently in Marion, Ohio. Adam Lepp here, Adam the Computer Guy, live in the studio with my twice-a-week radio show. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Not a bad day outside. It's going to warm up a little bit. Roads are in good shape. Bright sunshine. A good day to talk technology. Of course, the main topic in the technology world right now concerns Apple, their CEO Tim Cook, and some regulations that the United States of America would like to kind of put into, and they aren't necessarily ready to cooperate. And I would certainly agree, as we want to have a free enterprise system. We want to have security in the IT world, but we also want to have privacy. And we'll discuss that story shortly. First, I'd like to invite you to pick up your telephone, be it the old-fashioned rotary dial phone, which always seems to sound better, or the smartphone, maybe a bag phone like I had about 25 years ago, or maybe just a regular Panasonic cordless telephone sitting in your home or office. Give me a call right now. I provide free technical support. If you have a question about your home or office computer, maybe your server isn't really serving the way you'd like it to, maybe you have some pop-ups that are popping up out of nowhere, perhaps you'd like to ask if it's a good idea to go from Windows 7 or 8 to Windows 10. Of course, the answer to that is usually no, but it is a case-by-case situation. Perhaps your printer is not printing, or you just wanted to provide an opinion about the current state of the information technology world. You know, I'd love to hear from you. We can debate some topics or articles that I have addressed in previous shows. So pick up the phone right now and call me. I'd just love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. 740-383-WWGH. Also, invitation number two, and again, not being afraid to toot my own horn, just a teeny tiny bit, beep beep, the new and improved WWGH1071.com website. And I tell you, it rocks. You can listen to recorded shows from me, previous shows, Charlie Evers, Scott Spears, and his famous celebrity interviews. And I tell you, Scott interviews some pretty important people. Marla Gibbs, the late Abe Vigoda. We had some TV stars from the previous shows, like The Virginian, on a couple days ago. We had Lucille Ball's personal secretary and chauffeur earlier this month. I tell you, I would spend the rest of my show explaining all of these fine people that Scott interviews, and I'm not even quite sure how he manages to do that, but I tell you, the guy is pretty good. In fact, he's extremely good. Excellent interviewer with good guests who provide opinions and maybe things you wouldn't hear on other stations. So anyway, to hear all these celebrity interviews, to hear Charlie Evers, Sober Joe, The Wittenberg Door, and much more, and even my shows, hey, listen to shows, hours and hours worth available for your listening pleasure at our website under show archives, WWGH1071.com. And I am the person who is the curator of the website. And if you have any suggestions, you have any comments, you want to give me a thumbs up or even a thumbs down, that's fine. I'd love to hear what you have to say, because the website is an important part of this station and something that I am putting a lot of effort into. And I really like the way that it's helping us to communicate with our listeners and grow the station and to show why we are the bomb, to put it mildly. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Speaking of rocking, again, the website rocks the internet. So yesterday, under the category of what has Adam been doing lately, I thought I would share this with you. Of course, I am known more for my talking voice than my singing voice, but if you know me, you know that I do enjoy a karaoke experience from time to time. So yesterday, I went to live band karaoke, and I tell you, it was fun. It's kind of like a fantasy camp to be a rock star. Now, I'm also a big baseball fan for the Cincinnati Reds. The spring training, Pitchers and Catchers Day, that starts today. How about that? May seem like winter, but in Florida and Arizona, it's more like summer. Baseball season basically starts this week, and that's cool because I've been missing my favorite spectator sport. So anyway, baseball teams have a fantasy camp where you can pretend to be a Major League Baseball player, hit the field with some of their recently retired and legendary ball players, get a uniform, etc. Well, the live band karaoke is kind of a similar thing. That was my observation, to be a rock star. So you get there on the stage, there's a band, three guitar players. One of them also plays the keyboard and a drummer. And I tell you, these guys were very, very good. The bass player who also plays keyboards, I was really impressed with him. So they play, they do some background vocals. They have a guy at a mixing board, you know, something that I'm kind of doing here, but that's cool. Because that job definitely requires a bit of skill, let's put it that way. And you get up there and you sing a song, they have the words in front of you, but I usually know the words. And I did a good classic rock tune from the 70s, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Despite not really knowing how good I sounded, I got a lot of applause and some high fives. It was a lot of fun. So I'd never done live band karaoke before, but it was cool. And not only that, I should have a video of my performance available on my Facebook page, hopefully later today. I would invite you to connect with me on Facebook for fun things like the karaoke, my usual opinions and wisecracks, and, well, a few photos of myself. Shouldn't be too scary. It's not really Halloween yet. You can get to my Facebook by going to adam.net.in. adam.net.in, or just search for Adam the Computer Guy, one word. Connect with me on Facebook. Let me know that you are a listener to my radio show, and I'll be happy to be your friend. I'm a pretty friendly guy. So the live band karaoke to me is kind of low-tech in that they just go ahead and play the music, show you the words on a screen, and you sing, which has been going on for quite a while, especially since I did a song from the mid-70s. But of course, here on the Adam the Computer Guy show, we often discuss things that are more high-tech. And in terms of technology, you know, politics being a big presidential election year, sometimes that all kind of gets intermingled. And again, as I said, the big story, I would say not only from a technology standpoint, but from a political current event standpoint, pertains to Apple and their dispute with some federal government people relating to data encryption and privacy and security. As you might have heard, their CEO, Tim Cook, whom I definitely take my hat off to because this took a lot of guts, and he's done it in a dignified, intelligent way, but also stood his guard. He has written an open letter explaining the company's resistance to a federal magistrate's order to create software that would let authorities access data in an iPhone used by the shooters in last year's San Bernardino terrorist attack. Now, Cook has argued that carrying out the order could undermine the security of all iPhone users. So again, we have to balance this security, politics, protocol, laws, and people's privacy. And I think that Tim has really stepped out and done the right thing. Really do applaud the guy. Tim Cook wrote, "The United States government has demanded that Apple take an unprecedented step which threatens the security of our customers. We oppose this order, which has implications far beyond the legal case at hand." Now, Apple has complied with the FBI's request for information regarding Syed Farouk's phone, having provided all of the data in the company's possession. But the problem surrounds the FBI's request that Apple provide a so-called backdoor to the iPhone's encrypted data. And Tim Cook is saying that that is too dangerous to create. So on a case-by-case, that's one thing. But to have this backdoor for all iPhones, That's a different matter altogether. And we live in a world where we have to balance many things. But people's privacy, that's one of the biggies. And again, case by case, we can determine if some information may need to be provided. I would like to hear your opinion on this. I think this is a very hot topic. It pretty much covers everything. IT, politics, law, etc. Give me a call. We could discuss this. Give me a call right now. I'm live here in the studio at the Marion Center Mall, just south of downtown Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 383-WWGH. And yes, you can also talk to me via, well, you can Facebook message me, of course. Again, add me on Facebook. Go to adam.net.in. Or send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. Continuing with the story about the iPhone backdoor and their CEO, Tim Cook, he said specifically, the FBI wants us to make a new version of the iPhone operating system, circumventing several important security features, and install it on an iPhone recovered during the investigation. Now, Tim Cook said, in the wrong hands, this software, which does not exist today, would have the potential to unlock any iPhone in someone's physical possession. Now, even though the FBI promised that the custom software would be used only in the San Bernardino investigation, Apple is concerned, and rightfully so, that it might be leaked or used later. That could undermine encryption for millions of other users. And that's kind of where the plot thickens for a little bit on this story. Now, one of the issues raised by the FBI's request concerns the public's expectation of privacy regarding data stored on a phone. And that could include everything from bank account information to medical records. The stakes are high for companies that promise to protect their customers' sensitive data. Michael Dergosits, a partner in Dergosits and NOAA, said, "This is definitely a question of privacy. Already, there are programs that run on our phones, Google Maps, for example, that ask for personal information like your location or current position. So right now, there's a great sharing of personal private information on the phone among applications. Now, of course, the owner of the phone can change settings to block the transmission of information or install security software. Those kind of issues are already prevalent," said Dergosits. "But I think what we're talking about is balancing interests between personal and public safety and personal privacy. Whether the federal government or state and local law enforcement should be in a position to be able to demand access to those kinds of capabilities." So a very hot topic right now, Apple story and the back door and security on iPhones and computers and any other kind of electronic device. And of course, people's privacy. Would love to hear what you have to say. Again, send me an email. We can discuss this. adam@wwgh1071.com, or pick up the phone and call me. I would just love to hear from you. 740-383-9944.
If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake.
Adam Lip. Well, yes, that's my name. And talking technology, that's my game. Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Much appreciated. If you are new to the Adam the Computer Guy show, welcome. Make some coffee or your other favorite beverage. Sit back, crank the volume. This show is worth listening to, worth waking up for. We discuss technology topics, news and views, as I say. Take your telephone calls, answer your emails and Facebook messages. You can also call me if there is a question about your computer at your home office or other location. And, of course, you can also listen online 24 hours a day via our new and improved website, which I think gets better pretty much almost every day. WWGH1071.com. Good morning. You are on the Adam the Computer Guy show.
Hey, good morning, Adam. My name's Lynn. Hey, I want to answer your question about the privacy issue, and then I have a question real quick.
Yes, that's a hot topic, Lynn, and it covers politics in an election year. It covers IT. It covers personal security. It covers the law. I can't think of anything it doesn't cover.
Well, you just seem so easy of an answer. No. And that's all I got to say is no way. I mean, it's a privacy issue.
So you admire Tim Cook for his stand, his open letter, and the fact
absolutely. I'm not anti-government or anything, but no, no way.
I just admire him. I mean, he's obviously great, and I think Steve Jobs is up there in heaven with a high five for Tim, and I'm really, really proud of him. I mean, I'm proud to say that he's an IT person also, and probably less smart than I am.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Certainly, go right ahead.
You were talking about music, and I'm a music lover, and I've come to a crossroads in my life, whereas my turntable went out, so I have these vinyl albums that I cannot play. And people are saying, well, just throw them away and get every song you want off your Pandora cell phone and get a Bluetooth and forget about those albums. But I love them, and I'm thinking about getting a turntable. You know, it's got a USB port and everything. What do you think of that?
I would say, Lynn, my hat's off to you also. I'm retro. I basically like music from the 70s and 80s. I really think a lot of today's music, well, stinks, to put it mildly. And, of course, a lot of that music is on vinyl or even a cassette or 8-track tape, as you mentioned. And, again, for, you know, $69, $79, you can go buy a turntable that you plug into the USB and you can play and record and then save the music as an MP3 or other kind of a file, and of course mix it. I mean, technology has made that convenient and inexpensive. I think you probably would agree that nothing really sounds as clean as that analog recording.
Everybody tells me I'm crazy for thinking that way, but I saw a TV show a couple nights ago, and they say that turntable sound is a lot better than compressed music. That's what I think.
I think one analogy, and I've kind of noticed this too, when I went ahead and got a fancy $100 antenna over at Meijer for one of my TVs to watch the over-the-air channels, because I like antenna TV and some of those channels that play the old shows that I like, and I heard, well, the cable companies, they compress the signal, so even on HD, it's not going to look as good as it does over the air. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, it is, even the you watch Mary Tyler Moore or One Day at a Time or Sanford and Son, all these 70s shows that really weren't filmed in the highest of technology or the lighting, the kind of things we have now. And it is just crystal clear when it's over the air versus the compressed signal that you get from the cable company. And also, too, you know, again, baseball season coming up, shows that are broadcast over on-air channels, the HD quality beats what you have through the cable. So if it is available over the air and you have a good antenna and TV, definitely is worth watching it versus using the compressed signal from the cable company. And the same thing with digital music. Now, as you know, the MP3, like a JPEG, you do lose some of the pieces of the music, some of the range, but I mean, you can't really notice unless you have really good equipment or a very trained
ear. Yeah, right.
But still, I mean, if you have a good stereo and a good record player and a turntable, a record that's fairly new without the scratches and pops, you just hear instruments and tones that you would not hear by listening to it to an MP3.
Well, you get an album out of its cover, and you smell it, and you read it, and you put it on, and you kind of have an affair with it rather than just look it up on your computer and punch it up. You know, there's something different about it.
Yeah, the mystique. I mean, I remember, too, when the albums came out with you fold them out, and you see the lyrics. Mm-hmm. You see the band talking about the music. You see their photos, etc. Nothing beats that. We don't have that now. We don't have the album covers. And nothing. Yeah, I agree. The smell. I mean, yeah, a new record smell. It's better than a new car smell, and it's certainly a lot cheaper. I agree.
Well, David Bowie's vinyl album sold out immediately. So some people are still buying turntables and still doing vinyl. So I wanted your opinion.
I think you're right on track there, Lynn. David Bowie, especially being an artist and rocker, a person of incredible creativity. There's an example of somebody where, yeah, you want to buy the album cover. You hear the music. I mean, he's a wonderful musician, but look at his appearance and how his appearance is almost like the music coming to life. And
yeah.
not a lot of musicians can do that. And
yeah.
I agree. And I think, you know, vinyl is coming back. The sound quality is better.
I think I know what to do now.
Yeah, definitely. So I agree with you. You know, the equipment is not expensive. You know, $69, $79, you can get a USB.
Where are you seeing that at? I've been on the computer. I'm not seeing $69. Where are you seeing those prices at? Best Buy?
I'm thinking maybe, let's see, Micro Center or Newegg or Tiger Direct. Let me see. I mean, that's what I'm thinking the stuff would cost. But again,
looking at $199.
Just like gas prices, these prices can change almost at the bat of an eyelash. So thankfully, gas has been pretty low lately. Micro Center's got a very high end one for $239. This is high end. Let me see, I'll check Amazon.com. Yeah, I'm thinking they were well under $100. But you know, it's one thing too is stuff gets trendy, and these are trendy right now, and that has probably pushed prices up. So that wouldn't surprise.
Yeah.
And also just the unfortunate deaths of some classic rockers of late. That probably has affected it also.
Yeah,
David Bowie. I mean, the mystique is better on an album. You know, listen to David Bowie, and something off of a USB flash drive. You want to see the album. You want to see what he looks like. Yeah, actually, Amazon has one for $47. Belt drive with recording and digital. Yeah.
So, do you recommend a low end then? I mean, I probably won't use it all that often.
This one here, this one that's $89. This looks really good. Just go to Amazon.com and search for USB turntable. Like this one here, this it looks kind of cool too. It's got almost like a wooden base. Ion Audio Archive LP digital conversion turntable with built-in stereo speakers. $70.44. So I think.
All right.
Although I would rather support a local business, the deals available through Amazon are pretty good, and here's one for $32.16. They have a really good selection. This one here, this Tech Play, it's a 3-speed turntable. In case you still have any 78s,
yep.
I think I have, and a cassette player, MP3
wow.
encoding system, and an AM/FM radio, so you can still use it to listen to the Adam the Computer Guy show and Charlie's celebrity interviews and everything else. $79.99.
I still listen to AM radio because I like the way it sounds.
Excellent.
God, I'm getting old.
Oh, no, well, I mean, AM radio is the real thing, and you know, I mentioned baseball season, and one of my idols, Marty Bredeman. WOW comes in pretty much anywhere in the state. And that's how I like to listen to the Reds games. Nothing beats, you know, driving around in the car on a beautiful summer evening with the radio cranked and listening to the Reds or the Indians, hopefully winning, but I don't have a lot of hope for either team this year, sorry to say. But it's still fun to listen, and I can assure you that sportscasters like Marty Brenneman have helped me in my presentation as a radio host, and always will. So, yeah, no question that this Tech Play here, which includes the radio and the cassette player, I think I may be getting out my credit card before long. So that's what I kind of suggest. I mean,
you've been very helpful. I was
no
torn
problem.
What I was going to do. Yeah. I was actually going to get rid of my albums. I was talking to a guy the other day. Said they're probably worth about 33 cents a piece.
I wouldn't think that. And again, a David Bowie album. I mean, God, talk about like baseball, almost like a rookie card. An old David Bowie album in good condition right now. A lot more than that. And again, because his albums will be considered an art form, not just the music.
Mm-hmm.
So no question. I think you're smart to think this way, and you just maybe hopefully I've given you some suggestions to enjoy the mystique and of course the music, and allow some modern technology to help make that a better experience for you.
I thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call, Lynn. Thank you for listening. Be sure to call back. We enjoy talking to you and hearing your opinion. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Adam. Bye.
Bye bye. And if you'd like to call the Adam the Computer Guy show, we'd love to hear from you. Yes, opinions. Advice, shopping advice, I could even provide that. How about that? At no charge whatsoever. So pick up the telephone, the rotary dial phone, the old bag phone, the flip phone, or some other way of communicating electronically, and give me a buzz. 740-383-WWGH. And of course, after the Adam the Computer Guy show is over, which is in about 21 minutes, so time kind of flies. Having a lot of fun today, I tell you. And that's with less coffee than usual. Anyway, be sure to listen for the 10 o'clock features, news, weather, sports with Jared Moore, teasers about previous and upcoming shows, and a few other surprises. And then it is the Marion broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers. And he takes your phone calls on almost any topic. Now, there's a man with a lot of anecdotes, a lot of stories. And so be sure to listen. And then, of course, after the noon features, it is Scott Spears with Now. And if you go to our website, you can look at the entire schedule of shows 7 days a week on WWGH, Marion's Talking Place. And, of course, if you go to our Facebook page, just search for WWGH in Marion, you will see a breakdown of what's going to be on later today. And what's going to happen with Scott Spears? Well, about 13 minutes after noon, when his show begins, he's going to be speaking with Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers. So be sure to listen. He takes your phone calls and your Facebook messages, or you can email him at scott@wwgh1071.com. We also have the Powell Psychic on regularly, and that is every Monday. That's a new feature with Scott between about 12 minutes after 1 and 2 in the afternoon. Powell Psychic, she takes your calls. She can provide information about your love life and other things that might be of interest. And no charge whatsoever. How about that? We provide some good advice, opinions, and, of course, being WWGH, Marion's Talking Place, always a surprise. That kind of keep things fun. About 20 minutes before 10 in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you are tuned to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Be sure to pick up the phone and give me a call. If you have a suggestion for a future topic or a question about something that I have discussed today, 740-383-9944. Also, if you go to our website, you can listen to archives of previous shows. And so if I do mention that there's a guest that Scott Spears has, and he has a plethora of interesting guests, unique guests, as I've mentioned, and you are not able to catch the show at the time that it's broadcast, that's okay. Generally, within 24 hours of a show airing, I go ahead and put the recording of the show on the website, and you can listen at your convenience with your favorite smart device or computer. And last but not least, if you would like to be a sponsor of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, I would absolutely love to have you. And I can assure you it is a very, very good deal. You'll get mentions during my show and other shows, and maybe even on the website. So send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. With Valentine's Day having come and gone, perhaps we're interested in learning about how many people and how many people are successfully looking for love, romance, or maybe just a hookup on. Let's take a look at some recent statistics from the Pew Research Center. Of course, in the electronic age that we live in, it's possible for singles from all walks of life to find a date who is compatible with on a virtual basis. Not much of a surprise there. As the online dating world expands, adding even more specific sites. For example, The League, which targets affluent, ambitious go-getters who are looking for the same. Well, more people are signing up. Of course, with what I make here at the station, affluent, that doesn't apply to me, but it's an interesting topic nonetheless. In a study that was conducted during June and July of 2015 of 2001 adults, the Pew Research Center found that 12% had used an online dating site. And that was up from 9% in early 2013. Almost 1 out of 8 people. Anyway, 9% of the survey participants had used a dating app on their cell phone. That's 3 times more than in early 2013, when only 3% reported using mobile apps. So why has it increased, you might ask? Well, dating coach Patty Feinstein said, that's a simple question to answer. It's fast. It appeals to people who are used to choosing from a lot of options. She said, first of all, everybody is on social media, so it's easy. But at the end of the day, it's a numbers game. She said, it's always going to be a numbers game. People want to expand their reach. And Patty said, I see people getting dates from online dating, from friends, from speed dating. Everything is fair game. Now, one thing that has plagued online dating is the stigma that it is for desperate people. But that's an old-fashioned notion, said Patty Feinstein. She said, you've got Tinder, the hookup site, which helped to make online dating cool. On top of that, everyone's a techie now, so no one bats an eye at online dating. It's part of the process. Another interesting finding in Pew's survey is the uptick in younger users, specifically 18 to 24-year-olds. Now, check this out. That group, young adults, almost has tripled in just a couple of years. 10% in early 2013 to 27% in July of 2015. That's more than 1 in 4 people in the 18 to 24-year-old range. Now, typically, people remain connected socially for at least several years after high school. So why are young adults turning to online dating to meet people? Patty Feinstein said it's the same reason as for older adults. They value the ease of access to people who are appealing and compatible. She said if it's winter time or in the middle of the night, it's window shopping in your pajamas. You can look around to see what's available. There's no pressure. It's like talking to someone on the phone. Now, while online dating sites may have their virtues. Okay, there you go. That's kind of a hard word to say. Anyway, while they may have their virtues, their good points, there also are legitimate concerns about the trend toward digital dating. Paul Stevens, Director of Policy and Advocacy at Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. A lot of R's there. He said dating website users should be cautious about whom they're interacting with from the start. He said you need to start with the premise that the person you're communicating with online may not be the individual that he or she represents him or herself to be. You need to assume that the individual maybe a predator, a criminal, someone out to steal your identity, or that they may have an ulterior motive. He said, because there's no way for you to verify that the picture is actually theirs, and even what they say about themselves is true. Now, despite accounts of online dating experiences gone wrong, interest isn't decreasing, according to the Pew study. Now, how can people enjoy the benefits while protecting themselves from potential predators? The key is to keep your information private until you know a person. That's according to Paul Stevens. And, of course, to pay attention to your intuition. As I tell people, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. And that applies to online dating or almost anything else that you do online. He said, obviously, choose public busy locations to meet your date until you are really comfortable with him or her. He said, once you've established that the face matches up with the online profile, you are still not in the clear. The first impression that you get may not be an accurate one. So until you take the time to get to know them, don't reveal personal information like your home address or workplace. So certainly online dating is exciting and interesting, but But precautions, like anything else that you do online, are first and foremost. Adam Lepp here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Visit my website, adamthecomputerguy.com. Yes, with the sound of the dial-up modem, it is time to go to beautiful Wales in the United Kingdom and speak with my longtime friend and business associate, Nick CJ, a man of incredible knowledge and a lot of fun anecdotes. Let's see what he has for us today. Nick, are you there waiting to speak to him about today's interesting story?
Adam, not sure if this is an IT topic or not, but having been fascinated by technology since childhood and seeing films like The Fantastic Voyage, a 1966 film about a submarine crew who shrink to microscopic size and venture into the body of an injured scientist to repair the damage to his brain, I thought I would share this one with you and your listeners. I've had a few kidney problems recently, and when told I was to have a camera inserted into my bladder, I was very apprehensive, as I could imagine where and how they thought they were going to get there. The amazing thing that I want to put over to your listeners is that technology is just getting so much better, to the point I really can see remote investigations being done soon. The camera that was used on me was about the diameter of a normal-sized drinking straw. Not the big ones you get in a burger joint with golden arches, but a standard, normal drinking straw. Built into this was a camera and a full water system to irrigate as it went. The picture from the camera was relayed to a big 50-inch screen on the wall of the operating room, and I could see what the camera was seeing. As the camera went on its journey, the doctor talked me through what I was seeing and what was happening. The good news is all is fine, and I do not have to have it done again, thank goodness. But I feel very privileged to have seen myself from the inside, which is quite an amazing thing to do. The technology and ease of the procedure, and also the very small size of the camera, really did make me think of what will be happening in a few years' time, and took me back to the 1966 Fantastic Voyage film. No, I don't think we'll be shrinking men and submarines to microscopic size to float around our bloodstreams, etc. But I do think that it will not be long before that camera that was used on me will be a miniature autonomous nanobot, which is sending information back to the doctors, and in my lucky case, for me to see too. You've already got cameras that you can swallow now that will take still pictures on a sort of flashing basis, so every 30 seconds they send them to a remote viewer outside the body, and things are just getting smaller and smaller. So I also wondered, what are yours and your listeners' thoughts on nanobots and microsurgery, Adam? I'd really like to hear what they've got to say.
Well, medical technology, Nick, that is certainly a hot topic and one that I have an especially fond interest for, if that makes any sense. Certainly my listeners, I'm sure you guys have some comments about using technology to better people's lives and make medical procedures easier and less painful and hopefully less expensive. So give me a buzz here at the studio. I'm live here at the Marion Center Mall. A little chilly in here, but not quite as cool as it is outside. 27 degrees under mostly sunny skies in Marion right now, and maybe about 67 here inside the studio, nice and warm in front of the old microphone. So give me a ring, 740-383-WWGH, which is 9944. We can discuss medical technology. We can discuss the Apple story that I covered earlier. Caller Lynn and I had a good conversation about that. Or, of course, ask me a question about technology. Your smartphone maybe isn't being quite as smart as you were hoping, your printer isn't printing, or goodness sakes, your server isn't serving up anything other than headaches. But love to hear from you. Also, on the topic of medical technology, check this out. Doctors could soon start prescribing an unusual solution to help stroke victims in the United States, and that solution would be virtual reality goggles. Yesterday, a Swiss company, MindMaze, got a $100 million investment to bring its blend of virtual reality hardware and neuroscience to market. The four-year-old startup's technology has already won approval from regulators in Europe, where its applications for brain injury victims showcase what could soon be possible here in the United States. MindMaze's founder and CEO, Tej Tati, only 34 years old, explains how. Imagine a stroke victim who has lost control of her left hand, but can still move her right hand. Now, after putting on MindMaze's goggles, the patient sees a 3D image, or avatar, of her left hand that moves as she moves her right hand. Now, Tati said that triggers areas in the brain to say, well, let's regain control of this hand. The hand that was not working now works. And that process of tricking the brain into seeing something that's actually not there in the real world accelerates recovery. Now, 2016, that's the year, and we're expecting virtual reality to take off. So expect to hear me discuss similar stories as the year progresses, and this certainly is one of the hot topics. Almost every major technology company, from Samsung and HTC to Facebook's Oculus and, of course, Sony, they have either released a virtual reality headset or plan to do so. Now, their investments, as well as those made by smaller but well-funded startups like Jaunt, NextVR, and Magic Leap, are expected to change the way that we play video games and how we watch sports, pornography, a Hollywood movie, or, oh, don't tell me, a presidential debate. Okay, so virtual reality certainly having a tie into many things that we do in our life. And this idea here of it helping stroke victims and imagining what one hand can do when the other one is being used, that is quite cool. Like to discuss when I see people that obviously are a lot more intelligent than I am, thinking of these great ideas and using it to help their fellow humankind. I am Adam Lepp, also known as AdamTheComputerGuy.com, your friendly neighborhood information technologist, and this is my show here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Every Tuesday and Thursday, about 12, 13 minutes after 9 in the AM, we get together and talk technology, take your phone calls, have what I call news and views. That would be current technology news and topics with always an occasional wisecrack or opinion from yours truly. We do take your telephone calls. Remind you that you can also email me. So get out the touchpad, voice recognition software, or the old-fashioned computer keyboard, wireless or wired, USB or PS1, and send me an email message, adam@wwgh1071.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes, it is the legendary Charlie Evers, taking your phone calls, discussing almost any topic under the sun. The man is a wealth of knowledge, opinions, and, of course, fun and educational anecdotes. And then, at about 12 minutes after noon today, Richard Gage from Architect for 9/11 Truth will be meeting via the magic of telecommunications, which would mean phone or Skype, with our station manager, Scott Spears, discussing relevant and important topics in today's world. Scott has a great variety of guests, and I think that Richard Gage will be a very good one. So be sure to listen all day We are Marion's Talking Place. Join the conversation. WWGH1071.com. I'd like to thank you very much for listening. And again, I do thank my callers for chiming in and being a part of the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. Last but not least, I would like to invite you to listen to the Sober Joe Show. That is tomorrow and every Friday between about 10, 12 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sober Joe discusses recovery, always an important topic. Again, takes your telephone calls. Do listen. It's an excellent show, a unique show that we have, and we're very proud to be a part of the show. And, of course, you can listen to archives of the Sober Joe Show and the other shows that we have here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH, at our website, WWGH1071.com. I bid you a fair adieu. Thank you again for listening. Talk to you Tuesday about 13 minutes after 10 in the a.m. for another adventure into technology with me, Adam Lepp, on the Adam the Computer Guy show. Have a great weekend. News and features are next. AdamTheComputerGuy.com. You're listening.